Jalen Wright fumbled in Saturday's 26-3 loss to the Giants, before contact, in Alain Poupard's description at Dolphins on SI, who filed it under a running ball security concern. It did not pass unnoticed on the home sideline either. Head coach Jeff Hafley's post-game accounting of the game's self-inflicted errors, per Brian Miller at Fin Fanatic, listed the Wright fumble among the first-half damage in a night he summarized as, "The details aren't good enough right now." With Devonicane and the rest of the starters held out, per Poupard's snap count review, this was exactly the exhibition where a backup consolidates a job, and the one play everyone recorded was the turnover. The competition's night complicates the picture from both directions. Rookie Ollie Gordon ran with force. Brian Miller listed him among the game's winners, with a touchdown called back by penalty, and then left with an apparent oblique injury, per Poupard. So Wright's closest rival both outplayed him on the night and exited hurt, which is the kind of week that resolves nothing. For listeners new to this file, the June Red said Wright's talent was never the question. The record was 70 carry seasons and one real workload. And the near-term thing to watch was whether the new staff kept him ahead of Gordon for the backup early down snaps. The camp reporting through mid-August said he was winning exactly that, with the beat calling him the clear running mate next to a chain. That practice field case still stands. Nothing this week demoted him. But the first meaningful game tape of his August carries a fumble in front of a head coach who spent his post-game press conference itemizing details, and ball security is the specific fault that costs backup running backs jobs. What to watch next? Whether Wright gets the first backup, carries in Friday's finale against Atlanta, and holds onto the ball, and how the Gordon injury shapes the backfield when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.